the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing.
Paul asked the Ephesians to pray for him, and I'm going to ask you to pray the same prayer. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains. Pray that I might declare it boldly as I must speak. Chose these two scriptures today, and thank you for sharing them with us, because both of them have a mother-like image of giving birth. Now, the first scripture in Genesis might not be so evident, but the second one is. So we'll start with the second one. Jesus looks at Jerusalem. He sees how wayward the people have gone. And he weeps. I mean, if I could be like a mother hen and gather all of you in Jerusalem around me and cover you up and hold you close under my wings and protect you, I would do it. So obviously a mother hen, there's the image. It's easy to see. Well, the one in Genesis is not quite as easy to see, but it's there. Did you know that words have gender? Masculine, feminine, or neutral? Did you know that? Well, obviously, a word like boy is masculine. But we only, in English, we put the word the in front of it. So I'd look at Andrew and I'd say the boy. The becoming young man. The. If I look at a girl or a woman, I would say the woman, the girl, and it's the same, the boy, the girl. If I look at the book, I say the book. How many here know German or a little bit of German? Anybody? A few of you. All right, der, die, and das. Some of you shaking your heads know German. Der is masculine, boy. Die is feminine, and plural, but we won't get into that. Die is feminine, girl. Das Buch, neuter, neutral. So with that little bit of trivia, I remember every summer, they used to call it the summer seminar at Albright College, clergy would gather and hear some of the latest and the best speakers, and we heard Fred Craddock one summer. Amazing, amazing. Bible scholar and preacher. Boy, could he bring it. Oh, my word. So he's in the middle of teaching us something, and I think it was the scripture where we just came through the Easter season, where one of the disciples is trying to get away from the Roman guards, but they nab him in the Garden of Gethsemane. But he gets away, but only his skin. He has to run away nude. And then Fred Craddock stops and he backs up and he says, "No, wait a minute, that's wrong. Nude is feminine. He ran away naked. Naked's masculine." And all of us went, "I didn't know that." There's your trivia for Mother's Day. How's that? Words have gender. in the very, 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 very beginning, the first line of Das Buch. God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind, or if you read the King James Version, the Spirit of God swept over the waters. There's your feminine image. Did you get it? Which word is it? Which? That wasn't in that verse. The Ruach. Even sounds like wind, breath, spirit, doesn't it? The Ruach of God swept over the chaos of water and gave birth to everything. How's that for a Mother's Day image? Whoa! Ruach, in Hebrew, spirit, wind, and breath. Breath as in a sudden exhalation. All of those English words, wind, breath, and spirit, it takes to make Ruach. That's a feminine word in Hebrew. Now, a scripture that I didn't have Sandy read this morning, and we'll come back to that in several weeks from now at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost had come, and they were all together in one place, suddenly from the heaven there came the sound like the rush of a violent wind, an exhalation, a wind, breath, spirit. You hear it? And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each one of the followers' heads. And all of them were filled with Ruach. No, wait a minute. We're in the New Testament now. So we're in the Greek language, not Hebrew. So we are now in the Greek is neuter. Neutral. Pneuma. Think pneumonia with a P in front of it? Pneuma. That's neutral. Neuter. When this here, Das Buch, was translated into Latin, the spirit now is masculine. And the word for that is either word or logos. In the beginning, John opens up his gospel and says, was the logos. And that one's masculine. The word carries both. And since the word points to God, it's very appropriate. Because God includes everything. Point is, God gives birth through the Spirit. Or God gives new birth, think Nicodemus, through the Spirit. God gave birth to everything through Ruach. God gave birth to the church through Pneuma or through Logos. Doesn't matter, it all points back to this incredible God who keeps giving birth and new birth through, as we will in this second service, both water and spirit. So, I'll invite Ken forward to share a short dialogue with me that shows not only that we are still in the Easter resurrection season, wherever you would like to go. And it illustrates how God keeps giving birth or new birth. And the whole thing is wrapped up in it's called, you'll see. We go to mom's womb. Do I take first?
In a mother's womb were two babies. One asked the other, "Do you believe in life after delivery?"
"Why, of course. There has to be something after delivery. Maybe we're here to prepare ourselves for what will come later."
"Nonsense. There's no life after delivery. What kind of life would that be?"
"I don't know, but there will be more light than here. It's kind of cramped in here. Maybe we'll walk with our legs and eat with our mouths, and maybe we'll have other senses that we can't even understand now."
"That's absurd. Walking is impossible, and eating with our mouths? Ridiculous. The umbilical cord supplies nutrition and everything we need. But the umbilical cord is so short. Life after delivery is to be logically excluded."
"Well, I think there is something, and maybe it's different from in here. Maybe we won't need this physical cord anymore."
"Nonsense. And moreover, if there is life, then why has no one ever come back from here? Delivery is the end of life. And in the after delivery, there is nothing but darkness and silence and oblivion. It takes us nowhere."
"You're a cheerful brother, you know it." "Well, I don't know, but certainly we will meet Mother, and she will take care of us."
"Mother? You actually believe in Mother? That's laughable. If Mother exists, then where is she now?"
"She's all around us. We're surrounded by her. We're a part of her. It's in her that we live. Without her, this world would not and could not exist."
"Well, I don't see her. So it's only logical that she doesn't exist."
"Sometimes when you're silent and you focus and you really, really listen, you can perceive her presence and you can hear her loving voice calling down from above. God gives birth and rebirth through the Spirit." Thank you, Kent. Amen.